And it's 7 minutes past seven. Shane McElhattan is here with a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
The tragic events in Liverpool on Monday continue to dominate the front pages this morning. Many of the papers have made their own judgment on the driver, suspected to be the cause of the rampage that left dozens of people injured and 11 still in hospital. The Irish Daily Star gives the facts that a 53-year-old white British man from the city was arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. The paper says he was also arrested on dangerous driving offences, including driving while unfit through drugs. The emergency services and the police came in for praise for their response to the evening's events, but the Irish Independent says there are questions they have to answer. The paper quotes security expert Lee Doddridge, a former trainer of UK counter-terrorism officers and planner of major events like the 2010 Ryder Cup in Wales. He told the paper the events in Liverpool could easily have been prevented. Regardless of circumstances, he said, the vehicle should not have been anywhere within that cordon. Several Irish Liverpool fans who were caught up in the rampage add their experiences in several papers. Saved by the Reds is the Star's headline, quoting Paul O'Brien, who was in the city with his parents and his 11-year-old son. He told the paper that fellow Liverpool fans pushed him and his whole group to safety as the car ploughed through the crowd. He believes that saved them from being hit. Another fan, Jack Trotter from County Down, who was hit by the car, injuring his back and legs, is quoted on the Irish Independent's front page, describing how he was seconds away from being killed. There are also many quotes from the family of Shane O'Farrell, who was killed in a hit-and-run incident near his home in Carrickmacross, County Monaghan, in 2011 by a repeat offender out on bail. The O'Farrell family is shown in the main photograph on the Irish Times front page, just before going into the Distinguished Visitors Gallery in the Dáil to hear Minister for Justice Jim O'Callaghan deliver a public apology. The paper says the apology follows a long campaign by the family. And the paper's page two is dominated by a close-up photograph of Shane's mother, Lucia, above Miriam Lord's article, which takes up most of the page. Miriam Lord writes that as the TDs were calling up to the O'Farrells to shake their hands in the chamber, while everybody knew the story, they also knew it was not theirs to claim. She writes the reason the Dáil was in session for a very rare government apology was not down to politicians and their ability to get things done. It was down to the determination of one woman who refused to take no for an answer. The likelihood of the state facing billions of euro in penalties for missing carbon emission targets gets coverage across the papers. It's the lead in the Irish Examiner, quoting the Environmental Protection Agency, stating the country has actually moved backwards in its goal of reducing its carbon emissions by 51% by 2030, with the likely actual reduction to be 23%. The Times says this exposes the country to multi-billion euro compliance costs imposed by the EU in the form of us buying emission allocations from other states. One word, John: greed, is the line that appears in several papers in reports on the High Court case being taken by billionaire John Magner against the former owners of a 751-acre tract of land in County Tipperary. Mr. Magner told the court this was what he was told when he asked why the multi-million land deal he thought he'd agreed with the owners had failed. The Examiner reports that lawyers acting for the owner of the Coolmore Stud have claimed before the court that the preferred buyer, US-based construction magnate Morris Regan, had engaged in a full frontal assault on Mr. Magner's claimed deal to buy the land for 15 million euro. The Mail reports Mr. Magner claimed that despite shaking hands on a deal to buy the land for 15 million euro in August 2023, he later found it had been promised for sale to Mr. Regan for more than 20 million euro. The paper says Mr. Magner is seeking to have his alleged deal enforced by the courts. Finally, several papers report on a happy milestone of sorts. The Independent quotes new figures from the Central Statistics Office that show that average weekly earnings in the state were €1,026.20 in the first quarter of this year, meaning the symbolic figure of £1,000 a week has been bettered for the first time since the data series began in 2008. Grand job, is the Mail's headline.
Shane, thank you. It's 12 minutes past seven.